Yaakov has a very big meaning in this week's parsha with Esav, and he does all these preparations. So I thought we'd talk about a certain greeting, about a certain meeting that a person had. A Jew comes to Rav Zilberstein named Eli, and he said he was a very overworked businessman. He had a very, very busy schedule, and he didn't really have time to schmooze during the day. Every day when he would go out for lunch, what happened was is that he would often see his friend walking him on the walking towards him on the street, and he was very, very busy. And he said to himself, to his head, in his head, I wish I hadn't seen this guy. He's a good friend of mine, but I really don't have the time to him. However, at the end of the day, common courtesy pulled him, as Yetzer Tov pulled him, to always smile and greet him, to see and to act as if he was happy to see him. But really down deep, he really wasn't happy because he really had to go. So he asked Rav Zilberstein if this was dishonest. Maybe it would be better for him not to pretend as he was happy to see the person, because he really had a lot of things to do. Or should he know, even if he doesn't have the time to spend time with this guy, to be able to smile to him, maybe he should still do it because that's the right thing to do. Should he pretend, or should he be, or should he just go with his regular feelings and just not smile, not really smile at the guy at all? Rav Zilberstein says for two answers, he says that no, a person you have to smile even if you don't have the time. You have to be echav a pev, echav a lev. You have to do whatever is in your heart. That's what you have to do in your outer expression as well. He quotes the Rambam Hilchos Deos Perek Beis Halacha Vav. He said, if you, down deep you know what the right thing to do is, you have to do it in outer expression. A person, man, you're not allowed to act in a deceitful way with one word on your tongue and one and a contrary thing in your heart. Meaning, your outer expression must match your inner thoughts. If you're thinking in your heart that this guy at the end of the day, you know, I don't have so much time, but I know it's the right thing to do. No, you should dafka go out of your way and be able to smile at them. And he tells Eli, you should continue greeting people with a friendly smile, even if you would prefer not to even met them at all. Right? We know that the Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us, Shamay Omer, Asei Toras Kaveh, you should make Torah your main thing. Emor Mat, Asei Arbe, you should do little and say a little and do a lot. Listen to the last line here, Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Veheve Mekabel Eskol Ano B'Sever Ponim Yafos. And a person should greet each person he meets with a friendly expression. The friendly smile and countenance. Rashi says on that, a person should speak words of sweet words and comfortable and sweet words to his friend. For the Rabbeinu Yonah on this Mishnah says, what does that mean? You should give everyone a smile. Not only should you just give them a smile, you should make them have such a joy that you want to see them. So that people will be comfortable around you. He says that mamish, person should make sure that he's always smiling so the people want to surround themselves. You know, we always meet people like this. Happy people. People want to connect to you. People want to talk to you when they see a happy person. They know you have something positive to add. So a person should always make sure to be able to do that because as Rabbeinu Yonah says, that you make people comfortable around you. And as Ferris Yisrael says, this doesn't only apply to your friends or to rich people, to poor. It applies to the poor people, it applies to strangers, it applies even to non-Jews. A person has to act warmly to every single person. So even Rav Zilberstein concludes, even if one is not actually happy to see his fellow friend, he should still greet him warmly. It's not dishonest at all. It's Hashem's will. Hashem's will is to greet people warmly. By greeting people warmly, the person you meet are going to start having feelings towards them, right? As the pasuk says, "Kimayim upon him, kim leva adam adam." Whatever a person feels about someone else, just like a person's reflection you see your person's reflection in the water, so too a heart is to a heart. Meaning, if you feel warm feelings to your friend, a person will want to feel warm feelings towards you. So at the end of the day, Zilberstein tells Eli, even if you're in a rush and you have a lot to do, don't think that you're not being dishonest by just putting on a smile. No, it's Hashem's will for you to put on that smile, even if you're so busy. At the end of the day, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, to work on our Ben Adam L'Chaveru by just greeting everyone with a simple smile. And, you know, they say a story of Shomel Zaman. Shomel Zaman was once in the hospital, right after his wife was Nifteris, and a Talmud came up to him and said, Rebbe, I just became a dad. We just had a baby. And Shlomo Zalman, everyone knows, had the most. He was always walking around with a smile. Shlomo Zalman put on the biggest smile in the entire world. He didn't say one word about his wife. He put on the biggest smile in the world. And I guarantee you, that Talmud who had the baby will never forget that smile. Because at the end of the day, we know of Meir Govach, there are the tremendous tzaddikim in our lives that always have a smile on their faces. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, the more we smile at people, the more we'll have warm feelings towards each other. And Be'ez Hashem build tremendous friendships and tremendous relationships with every person we meet in our lives. Shkoich.